Good health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
Good morning. It is Monday. Just gone 11 minutes past 10. We have a fantastic show set up for you today. In studio is Dr. Yaniv Lakob. He's a general practitioner and an aesthetics medicine specialist. We're going to be chatting skincare and protection against the sun. We are looking at going away. So many of us are going away. We're going away to coastal towns. We're looking forward to getting out on the beach or getting out into the sun or just being able to spend more time outdoors. And that is going to put us in our wonderful South African sun. But what are the risks and the concerns that we need to take into account when we do that? So let us have your questions on the WhatsApp number 0618951019, and we'll hand those over to Dr. Lakob, and we'll do our best to answer them after these ad breaks.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You are listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Nicholas Engel. On the controls is our main man, Vusi, and our producer, Sina, has put a fantastic show together for us. And in studio, we are joined by Dr. Yaniv Lakob. Dr. Lakob is a general practitioner and an aesthetics medicine specialist. We're chatting the sun and your skin over this holiday period. And in reality, I'm sure what Dr. Lakob's going to be able to share with us today is something that we can apply generally and always in order to make sure we are looking after our skin as well as we can. Dr. Lakob, welcome to Chai FM. Thank you for joining us.
Nick, thank you so much for everything. Thank you for inviting me onto the show, to Chai FM. I love the introduction, medical aesthetic specialist. It made me feel very warm and welcoming, so thank you.
Well, listen, we know you have a busy practice, and we're really grateful for you taking the time to join
Thanks.
Us. Our skin is our biggest organ, if I'm correct. That covers our entire body. Going out in the sun as youngsters, we were always told the sun will age your skin, but it's also important. What is the relationship between the sun and our skin?
Well, I think the younger generation is far more conscious about protecting their skin from the sun. I remember, I'm giving away my age now, but when we used to go to the beach, there was every sun factor 2 and the oil in the oil side. And that was, you know, people used to tan with that, so they thought, but actually they were burning. And I see so many people in my practice, so many patients in my practice, and one of the biggest things that people come in with are skin conditions, and skin conditions related to sun and not protecting themselves, especially sportsmen
right.
that used to play sport and now they're retired. I mean, people come in with all sorts of conditions. And I think the biggest problem what people don't recognize is actually how dangerous it is. So to answer your question, what is the relationship between the skin and the sun? Well, it's a give and take relationship. What does that mean? Is that the sun provides us with a lot of positive values, including the production of vitamin D. Funnily enough, it also helps produce serotonin within
right.
ourselves. If you look
at the feel-good hormone.
The feel-good hormone. If you look at countries such as Sweden and in Norway, you're looking at a situation where a lot of people are depressed because they are not exposed to sunlight. I mean, there's been a lot of studies associated with that. However, the negative side of the sun and the negative side of the relationship is that it's dangerous. It can kill us. I can't say, right. You know, it can kill us. And what's the worst thing that can happen is you can get a cancer, but you can get a very serious cancer called a malignant melanoma. On a more general basis, what it does from an aesthetics point of view is it creates pigmentation. And pigmentation, you know, it's not deadly, but it can be disastrous for people, can ruin their self-confidence. One of the worst things that can happen from an aesthetics point of view is you can get a squamous cell or a basal cell carcinoma, which is a type of skin cancer. You can get it on your nose. You can get it in certain areas of your face. And then you can get it on your lips. If that's not controlled, you're going to have major plastic surgery. And you know, some people are disfigured from that. So those are the relationships.
So I think you mentioned in your introduction sort of burning versus tanning factor 2, and now sort of we're sitting with factor 50s. What is tanning in essence?
So tanning is actually a very interesting, it's a very interesting thing. Tanning is a situation whereby our skin is exposed to the sun over a constrained, I would like to say, period of time, either be that over a long period of time or be that over a low UV index, which affects our skin. And what that actually does is that, you know, we've got pigment in our skin. And what is the pigment? The pigment comes from the pigment cells called melanocytes. Melanocytes produce melanin. And the melanin really gets clustered into little, I'd like to say, little sacs called melanosomes. Now, what tanning does, or how tanning is created in the body, is a slow production of melanin over a period of time, which clusters into melanosomes, which basically get distributed over the body. Now, what melanin does is melanin actually helps protect us from UV rays. Right. That's one of its jobs.
So, is tanning a good thing?
Yeah, I think tanning. It's an interesting question, because is tanning a good thing? Tanning is a good thing if it's done correctly. If it's done correctly, you know, people go into the sun and they say they want to get tanned. And then they sit in the sun over a period of 2 or 3 days. And what actually they do get browned, but they actually are burning inside. And their skin is burning. The reason they get brown is actually a protection to the exposure of the sun that they've had, rather than an actual tan that is developing.
Right. I'd like to touch on that, Doctor, as soon as we're back from these ad breaks.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
One of the things that I love about doing these shows is I get to learn about these incredible things that we can do to enhance our health, improve our health, whether it's maintaining sufficient hydration for our sinuses or using a humidifier to getting out in the sun and sunlight affecting our mood and so on. So really, really grateful for this opportunity. And we're chatting with Dr. Yaniv Lakob, general practitioner and aesthetics medicine specialist, about the relationship between the sun and our skin, the sun and our bodies. We briefly touched on sort of what is tanning. Tanning is a good thing. So, Doctor, to give practical advice to the listener, and I'd also then like to touch on what is burning. How should one tan? I'm planning on going away on holiday in 2 weeks' time. Should I start getting out in the sun a little bit more? You know, do I sort of, when is a good time to go in the sun? What do I do in order to ensure that I'm tanning in a safe way when I'm on holiday?
So I think I need to correct myself there and really just explain. When I say tanning is a good thing, the difficulty is tanning is done over an extended period of time. It can't be done over 1 or 2 weeks. Right. Can't be done. I don't even think it should be even thought of in the sense of done over 3 weeks. It's a slow, slow period of time. And you know, you ask me what should one do? Well, the most important thing, the difference between the burning and the tanning, is the rate at which one gets exposed to the UV rays, or rather the skin right. gets exposed to the UV rays. Now, I would like to clarify something. The sun is dangerous. It is dangerous. And I think it's important for people to recognize that. The difference when I was growing up is the sun wasn't dangerous. It was only healthy for you. But no, the sun is dangerous. And I think people need to have that consciously in mind. So I think what's important is we need to touch on what SPF is. We need to touch on actually what comes from the sun. Now, basically, the sun emits rays. Now, the rays that it emits ultraviolet rays, it emits rays that are visible, and then it emits infrared rays. Now, every single one of those rays and the types of rays, and they're subdivided into different categories, but every single one of those rays can be harmful for ourselves. So we have sunscreen. I mean, obviously, we need to touch on sunscreen. We have sunscreen, and that's the most important thing that needs to protect us. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, wearing a hat is essential. Wearing sunglasses is essential to protect the sun from your eyes. They haven't really established how important shade is, or rather how much it protects you. It is extremely protective, mm-hmm. but they haven't actually worked out how much it protects you. So, for example, you know, if you want to go to the beach and you want to sit in a shady place, and not put on sunblock, well, I mean, that's just not going to help you.
Because you're getting all the reflections off the ground.
Well, that's actually interesting. It's actually interesting because the reflections off the ground, if you're skiing, snow has an extremely high reflective index. And what that will do is that will actually, just being there will burn you. And I'll get onto that. Whereas sand actually doesn't. So the reflective side of sand, being on the beach, isn't that bad. So just getting back to the rays, because this is obviously the most important thing. The ultraviolet rays are basically ultraviolet B and ultraviolet A. And ultraviolet A then gets subdivided into A1 and A2. Your ultraviolet B rays are your shorter rays. Now, shorter rays that come from the sun are ones that burn you. Because they have high energy. So, for example, when you're sitting in the sun, the first thing that happens really to you is the ultraviolet B rays will start affecting your skin. And they don't go down deep into the skin. The skin's divided into different levels. The upper part of the skin is called the epidermis. Now, what the ultraviolet B rays do is they affect the epidermis. And, you know, they cause burning. They cause burning, they cause skin cancers. And really, when we look at sunblock, we look at what the SPF value is. Now, what the SPF value is basically called the sun protection factor. And that basically relates to what is the time period that if we weren't having any protection whatsoever, and it would burn an area of the skin, what is the time period that protection factor would take in order to create the same type of burning? So, for example, if you've got a sun protection factor of 15, it would take 15 times longer it would take 15 times longer for you to burn to get that exact type of redness and that exact type of burn.
Okay.
So a sun protection factor of 50 takes 50 times longer. But, you know, it's important because people think that just if you use a sun protection factor of 50, you're protecting yourself completely. You're not. The difference between an SPF 15 as opposed to an SPF 30, is you get with a 15, 93% of UVB rays are protected against, whereas with an SPF 30 is 97. The difference between 30 and 50 is the difference between 97% and 98%. Now, people might think that that's just a small difference, but actually studies have shown that over a period of time, the damage that gets done is far greater. It moves on an exponential basis. Okay. And the reason for that is that you've got other rays. Now, your other rays are your UVA rays. You know, your UVA rays are slightly long, they have a slightly longer wavelength, but what they're able to do is they're able to penetrate the skin further down. And what that does is that actually causes a release of free radicals. Free radicals are nasty things, they're nasty molecules in your body, they can destroy DNA. But particularly what it does is it decreases your elastosis, decreases the amount of collagen that you have, or it causes degradation of collagen, and also causes severe skin cancers. I think I think it's important, every UV ray, or rather every ray from the sun, will cause and can cause a type of cancer, because really what it does is it causes a release of free radicals. They used to think that the UVBs were the most cancer-causing. However, they found that UVAs have a dramatic form of cancer production as well. But really, if we're going to simplify things, we look at the UVB as burning and cancer production, whereas we look at the UVA as pigmented and anti-aging causes, as well as cancer production.
Right.
But then getting back to the – sorry, carry on.
No, so one of the things then, there's also the risk of the cancer, but then there's premature aging of the skin. You mentioned the loss of elasticity, sort of those type of things. So if we can touch on that at the end, I'd like to sort of go through how does the sun age the skin?
So the sun ages the skin. So first of all, I think in my field, the thing that I deal with the most, and what this really is distraught for, people come in extremely distraught over, is pigmentation and aging. I actually had a patient come in a couple of weeks ago, and you know, he was in his mid-50s. Actually, I think he was just about 60, and his skin was amazing. His skin was unbelievable. And I said to him, how do you maintain your skin like that? I mean, it was pearly white. There wasn't any pigmentation. He said when he was growing up in my age, he used to lather himself with sunblock and everybody used to tease him. You know, and I remember those guys growing up. I used to also think, look, you know, how can you wear so much sunblock? But really the significance from an aging perspective is incredible. What the sun rays actually do is they cause, you know, whenever you get a ray, an ultraviolet ray or an infrared ray that actually goes into the skin, it causes a production of free radicals. And as I said to you, that decreases your elasticity, it decreases the collagen production, but it also thickens the epidermis. So your skin becomes a lot thicker. It causes pigmentation. And how does it cause pigmentation? It causes pigmentation because your melanin production has to increase in order to protect you from the excess UV rays. And over a period of time, you know, it affects you. I think what's important is that there's a concept that the skin has a memory. And what is that memory? Is what you do in your childhood will come out later in life. And that's because of the rays that have actually affected the DNA of the cells in the skin.
Right. So should we be looking at putting on sunblock throughout the year? In winter, if we're outside, sunblock on our face, is that necessary? And, you know, sort of what should we look at doing as a second part to the question when going on holiday, if we want to enjoy the outdoors, the kids want to enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the beach, enjoy the pool, but stay safe.
Okay, so I'm going to answer the second part of your question. What should people do? Sunblock, hats.
Right.
and really protect yourself. Interestingly, clothing, I mean, look, obviously you don't want to walk around on the beach fully clothed, but you know, you need to keep yourself covered. And I think what's important with clothing is people need to look at there's certain clothes which are actually SPF rated. Where does that come from? That comes from the weave. Doesn't come from the thickness. Darker colors do protect you slightly, but it's the weave that actually protects you. So basically, what should you do on holiday? Sunblock, lather it, do it every 3 hours. If you're going into the sea, do it every after the beach, after your swimming. Just put it on about 60 minutes after, or 40 to 80 minutes after. And just maintain yourself, just be responsible. So in answer to your first question is interesting. Should we wear it all the time? The answer is yes. And the reason the answer is yes is because in the winter, we still have UVA, UVB. But what we also have is we have high energy visibility light. Now, what is that? High energy visibility light is basically the light that we see, so the light of the spectrum, and the light such as purple and blue light will actually penetrate our skin, and that includes looking at a laptop. It includes looking at an LED or screens with our smartphones. We really are exposed to rays that penetrate our skin on a continual basis. Plus, then, we also have a situation whereby we've got infrared rays that come from the sun. The infrared rays we can't see, and those rays penetrate deeply into our skin. So the answer is yes, you need to wear sunblock all the time. Absolutely. The sun during the summer, obviously your UV index is higher, but that just means that you need to reapply sunblock more.
Right. Is there a time that we, and it's great advice, should we be looking at a moisturizer with our faces with an SPF factor in it and these type of things, because that's usually more exposed, maybe a hand cream with an SPF factor in it? Are those good ideas? And then also, what time of day should we avoid the sun?
Must avoid the sun between 10 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So basically, you shouldn't go on holiday. Which isn't practical.
Okay. Right. But so how do we practically do this? And then
sunblock and clothing.
Other side of those times, we have to worry about mosquitoes. So we really should just stay home.
No. You need to go out and enjoy yourself and protect yourself. In answer to the other question, so what the American Society of Dermatologists have actually done is they've classified sunblocks into two forms. The one form is beach sunblocks, and the other form is non-beach sunblocks.
Right.
What are non-beach sunblocks? Non-beach sunblocks are your cosmetics, cosmetics that have SPF in them. Now,
right.
I mean, I think getting a moisturizer cream, getting a, you get creams which have pigment in them. I think these days, it's silly not to get a moisturizing cream moisturizing cream or any cream without an SPF factor in it.
Right.
I think
this is for men, for women, for adults.
Well, it's for men,
kids,
for women, for adults. I mean, if you're going to do something, then that's what you must do. Quite frankly, if you're going to moisturize, there's certain sunblocks. I mean, I was told I'm not allowed to mention any brand name, so I won't do that. But there are certain sunblocks that have moisturizing, that will moisturize your skin anyway. So you don't need a moisturizer and then a sunblock.
Right.
But from a cosmetic point of view, walking around, you need to have anything with an SPF value. Funnily enough, what there is around these days, which is awesome, are creams which are pigmented. So, you know, they make your skin darker looking. Maybe for women, you don't need to wear that much base. And it also hides pigmentation a bit. So those creams are really great. And also what those creams have, they've got an SPF factor, but the pigment itself adds protection to the sun.
Okay.
And those are non-use products.
Okay. And for kids to use, I mean, that's a great piece of advice, to look at your beach products for the beach, non-beach products for day-to-day life. For kids that are going to school, to nursery school, out in the sun at break, moisturizer with an SPF in it, a good idea, or could they just look at an SPF blocker?
No, I think just an SPF blocker, you know, but the kids are the most important. The kids are the most, that is your essential time, childhood, to protect your skin. I wish my children would listen more. But that is the most essential time to protect your skin. Actually, my daughter's very good at it. She looks after her skin. But you know, the problem with the sunblocks, and especially with the kids, is the problem with sunblocks is they can irritate the skin. So with the kids, you've got to also take into account a sunblock that's sensitive to their skin, that's hypoallergenic. It does get a bit tricky. Plus, I mean, after trying to get your kids to school and wake them up and brushing their teeth and combing their hair, and I don't know, I've got three kids, I've gone through it. And then you're going to try and lather them with sunblock. I know it's difficult, but they should have them.
But it's so worthwhile.
It's education. It's education from the parents. That's basically what it is.
Make the application of the sunblock as important as brushing one's teeth.
That's essential.
Yep, and also if people don't know what product to use, pop into a Dis-Chem pharmacy, speak to the pharmacist, explain your situation, and then see what they recommend and what's available, because that's really where you can get your advice from if you're not getting advice directly from a doctor such as yourself. But we're going to go now to a quick ad break. And we'll be back with Dr. Yaniv Lakob talking all things skin. I found this absolutely fascinating, Doc. It's really been fantastic. Let us have your questions on 0618951019. You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM, and it's the Dis-Chem Medical Monday Show. Let's go to ads.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You are listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday Show here on 101.9 Chai FM. We're joined in studio by Dr. Yaniv Lakob. He is a general practitioner and also an aesthetics medicine specialist. We're chatting your relationship with the sun in our skin. What do we need to be aware of? What do we need to look out for? Doc, we've covered quite a bit in terms of why the sun is a risk, but also why it's valuable in terms of serotonin release and mood and energy. But it's something that we really should be very, very careful about. And using sunblock and using clothing, using hats, using sunglasses. What can be done? And this is not really, I'm not asking you this because I want people to use this as an excuse not to take the advice that's been shared. But if there is damage done to the skin, if there is the premature aging, if there is the sort of the blotching on the skin, marking of the skin, what can be done post-exposure?
Well, I think, you know, post-exposure will then be immediately post-exposure, chronically after post-exposure. Mm-hmm. So, what do you do immediately? Well, what sunburn actually is a first-degree burn. That's basically what it is. It's a reaction within the skin. You get a lot of inflammatory response, and it's treated as a first degree burn. So how do we deal with that? We hydrate. We try cool it down. We moisturize. That's what needs to be done immediately. As far as looking at chronic conditions further on down the line, pigmentation. Well, I mean, there you've got lot of different methods to try and get rid of it. It's very difficult. You've got light therapies such as IPL or BBL, which are light therapies. You've got lasers. You've got certain types of chemical peels. You've got certain types of medicines such as hydroquinone. So there's a lot to deal with that. Obviously, also, you have to use certain medications such as a topical form of chemotherapy to actually get rid of the real damage to the skin, which is like your actinic keratosis and your beginning of your cancers. So from a chronic point of view, that's really what one should keep in mind. As far as an immediate point of view, one needs to treat it like a burn. Most importantly, stay out of the sun again.
Right. That's such great advice that if you want to be able to spend more time on the beach or outdoors during the holidays, protect yourself so you don't get burnt. I was flying back from Cape Town on Sunday, and there was a group of youngsters in front of me in the queue, and I could see that they were so badly burnt on their necks and on their backs, sort of from just time in the sun. And they did not look comfortable, and I think that's something we definitely need to avoid.
Yeah, well, I think as you get older, you get wiser. And yeah, like, I'll be honest.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah. But the problem is that when it comes to protecting oneself, especially on the back of the neck, back of the ears, and you use certain sunblocks, they actually damage your clothing. You get like a yellow stain. So once again, one has to look at different types of sunblocks that don't do that. And it's difficult. It's trial and error. I mean, I can go into the whole different types of sunblocks and what sunblocks are made of and what's suitable for one person compared to another person. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Dis-Chem, and you mentioned going to a pharmacist. I'm actually going to go back on that and actually go to the cosmetic specialist at the counter.
Right.
They know a lot.
Okay.
Because what sunblock is, and what's very important, is it's not just a protective tool, but it needs to be aesthetically pleasing as well. I mean,
right,
the best sunblocks are your inorganic sunblocks. And what are your inorganic sunblocks? Your inorganic sunblocks are zinc and titanium.
Yep.
Now,
okay,
if we remember back, I'm showing my age, Alan Donald playing cricket, he used to have this thick layer, I think it was of zinc, that covered his nose. Look, you can't
walk. And his cheeks.
And his, yeah, no. But I mean, you can't walk around like that. I mean, you can, but you can't. They've actually,
right,
medical technology or modern technology has actually created those zinc and titanium molecules to become very small, that they actually are included in certain types of sunblocks.
Right.
But yeah, I'm sure those kids are uncomfortable, and just they must continue to wear sunblock.
So I think just touching on that point where different sunblocks for different people, is that something to take into account? Should you be going to see your doctor, to see the pharmacist, to see the cosmetic specialist? And I love that. I mean, I know the ladies at the Dis-Chem in Bluebird, where we're based, are they're phenomenal at what they can recommend and suggest. So do we need to worry about the different types of sunblock, or we can just go and buy something and it'll be good enough for us?
Well, I think the importance there is really this. So I think going to one of the cosmetic specialists or cosmetic people at the who sell the products, they'll be able to give you better advice. There are so many different products out there, and at the end of the day, what's important, and some of them are smoother on your skin. And even if you go look at a range, then you've got sprays, you've got sticks, you've got lotions, you've got cream. I mean, it's completely overwhelming. It's completely overwhelming.
Right.
I'm going to recommend this. Get a sunblock that has a UVA, UVB, and just try it out. I think what's important is, you know, people look at what are the cheaper sunblocks according to the most expensive sunblocks. Look, some of the sunblocks will cover your infrared and your highly visible light, whereas other sunblocks won't. But at the same time, you know, you can only do what you can do. And as long as you're getting a broad-based sunblock, which contains UVA and UVB, I think that's the most important thing. Most other things that one needs to do is I'd prefer if patients are not so much concerned about the aesthetics, but more concerned about what the actual sunblock does to your skin, just to make sure that it doesn't irritate the skin. That's important.
Right. So maybe try and find a few sample products to use and see how you and your skin reacts to that.
Yeah, I think you must just thumb suck and go for one personally.
Okay, and test it out.
And test it out, yeah. That's my opinion. There are certain, I mean, I could go into the different brands which I think are good, but I mean, I can't do that. But there are certain brands which are far more superior than other brands. If you look at the back, and it says UVA, UVB, HE, and IRA, which is your infrared, and then you're solid with that.
Okay. So, and it's something that you're really investing in, because you're investing in your skin long term. You're investing in your health and potentially avoiding, God forbid, cancer. But again, a sunblock, right, Doc, is not an excuse for abusing your time in the sun. It's there to complement the limited time of sun exposure.
Yeah, people are going to hate me for this, but I'm going to agree with you. But I think there's something I didn't mention, because you said, should you wear sunblock all the time? I think what's important is UVA, people must know, penetrates through windows. UVB doesn't. UVA penetrates through windows. So if you're driving in your car and you've got the aircon on and it's all shady and you think you're lacquer, well, you're not really. You know, you've still got those UVA rays penetrating the windows.
And also in an office park, in an office building, you are getting that exposure with the sun coming in.
Yeah, you're getting exposure from your laptops, as I say. It's all around you.
So just these are things to consider. It's about, again, taking responsibility. Something that's been mentioned on the show before many times, patient empowerment, patient awareness, and just taking responsibility for how we're looking after ourselves. The sense that I got, Doc, just before we go to ads and then wrap up the show, is avoid the minimal time in the sun is number one. But you are getting exposure wherever you are. So look at a sunblock, look at a moisturizing sunblock, and also look at potential clothing and a hat. You know, I have a big white hat that I wear that's South African cancer.
I've seen it.
You're approved, and it's really, you know, I don't burn. My ears don't burn. You know, burning the top of your ears and the back of your neck is not fun. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, very important, very important. You don't have to limit your time in the sun. Go and have fun. Just protect yourself.
Okay.
So protect yourself. I mean, I don't expect you to be in the sun for 12 hours, but you can have a great day. Just keep on protecting yourself. That's all.
Okay. So just to look again at the time in the sun, I know we said sort of from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Are there really times we should be avoiding the sun, maybe going somewhere for lunch, getting out of the sun and then back onto the beach?
Well, no. As long as you're protecting yourself. I mean, your midday sun is obviously at its peak. It's obviously at its peak. If you burn easily, I mean, we can get into the different types of skin, but if you're one of the skin types that burn easily, then obviously, you know, protect yourself more during that period. A sit under umbrella, try get shade. As I said, we don't exactly know how much it protects you, but it does protect you. So, no, I think people must go out, they must have fun. I really think they must do that. I just think what's more important is to protect yourself. That's the most important thing.
Some great advice, and we'll get back onto that as soon as we are done with these ads.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You've been listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. I've been joined in studio by Dr. Yaniv Lakob. He is a general practitioner and an aesthetics medicine specialist. Hope I got that right. And we've been chatting all things skin and the sun. We're all going on holiday now, and these are the things that we need to look out for. And if you are out away on holiday, or you're even staying home and you're out in the sun, as the doctor said, just make sure you're protecting yourself, skin, sunblock, clothing, hats, umbrellas. Doc, give us 30 seconds as a wrap-up.
30 seconds as a wrap-up. So make sure you get a sunblock, which is broad-based, UVA, UVB. Make sure you protect yourself in other ways. But most importantly, and I think this is essential, have fun. Have fun in the sun, but protect yourself. I would rather you have fun in the sun and protect yourself than not. I know sunscreens are expensive. I understand that. And I think that's a big problem. But try a sunblock that you can afford. Try a sunblock that suits your skin, and just have fun. How's that?
Fantastic. That is a great wrap-up, I think. Spoken like a man who's looking forward to going on holiday, as I know many of us are. Dr. Lacob, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming into studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us.
That was cool.
And yeah, you've been listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. On the controls, my man Vusi, our awesome producer Sina Pabeti, getting the incredible guests together for us. We're going to finish with a live read, then go into ads, and I wish you all a fantastic day. Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics for Adults offer convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you're having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care, find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Better health starts here.